First, I do want to bring in back our good friend who has graciously joined us as we're scrambling to try to get some guest on today's show, and that is Hadar Avram. And Hadar Avram is a law professor in San Francisco. Good afternoon, Hadar.
Hello.
I know you weren't watching today's case, but I'm sure you must be following this issue very closely concerning the potential of having witnesses. What is your take on what's happening?
So I think you've basically nailed it. I think that Trump finds himself in a very uncomfortable position with the Bolton revelations being discovered. We're hearing his attorneys, particularly Sekulov, talking a lot about justice and essentially, rather than confronting the facts, talking mostly about how the Democrats have been trying to derail his presidency from the start and everything is just pretextual. The only attorney to actually refer explicitly to Bolton was, I believe, Alan Dershowitz, and that was rather in passing. And they're trying to ostensibly treat the Bolton revelations as being nothing more than these unsubstantiated rumors. But really, you can see a lot of scrambling and a lot of concern about these things coming to light, with at least reportedly some Republican senators considering this kind of package deal where Bolton and Mulvaney get to testify in exchange for someone like Hunter Biden testifying for their side. So that's one thing that I've seen considered. And having heard what we heard about what the Bolton book is going to contain, I think Trump has plenty of reason to be worried.
And again, Hadar Avram is professor of law at the University of California Hastings College of Law, where she co-directs the Hastings Institute for Criminal Justice and publishes the California Correctional Crisis Blog. Her latest book is called Yesterday's Monsters, the Manson Family Cases, and the Illusion of Parole. Hadar Avram, as we are scrambling around because we weren't anticipating today's trial to end so early, I just didn't have your bio right in front of me when I first brought you in. Forgive me for that. Again, I kind of want to go back to what I finished saying there right before we brought this in, and we don't know if this is the route that will actually be played, but talking about having witnesses, and then if there is a legal battle to have these witnesses participate between the Senate, which the Republicans control, and the White House, and the White House warning that this could be a very ugly legal battle, to me just seems, I don't know if this is the route it's going to go, but it could really open up a new phase, a new area or of this trial that I don't think we previously thought of.
I think the legal battle is going to become necessary because the one player that might have had something to do with this and chose essentially not to do that was John Roberts. So in the days before the trial started, and even while the Democrats were presenting evidence, there was some talk, especially by op-ed editors and some of my colleagues, saying, well, you know, John Roberts is a judge, then let him judge. One of the things that a judge controls the trial is the introduction of evidence. If it has probative value, why isn't he doing anything? In the absence of any strong messaging from Roberts, I think it's going to have to come down to a legal battle between politicians, and I'm assuming that a legal battle like that would end at the Supreme Court.
So that's where we will be at. All right, Hadar Avram, I'm going to thank you very much for taking time to join us. Again, Hadar Avram is the professor of law at the University of California Hastings College of Law. She co-directs the Hastings Institute for Criminal Justice, publishes the California Correctional Crisis Blog, and her latest book is called Yesterday's Monsters, the Manson Family Cases and the Illusion of Parole. Thank you so much for joining us on such short notice.
Thank you.